Jono Cook, good morning to you. How's the season going to start with? We're obviously chucking them down for the Thunder at the moment. You've had some injuries in the team, but it must be a great thrill to be enjoying this competition.
Yeah, it's unreal. In the context of what's happening, we're obviously really happy that we can actually just be playing some cricket. They've been moving heaven and earth for us to get the season started. And obviously, with all the changes, like, we're really grateful to be playing in Adelaide now. So yeah, we're really excited. But yeah, we're happy with how the season's been going. We're obviously a bit disappointed with the last few games. But I think if you asked us at the start of the season that, you know, after 11 games, that we're coming second in the ladder, we'll take that.
Well, you're just off the pace, aren't you, at the moment? And in that regard, but things can change around so quickly in a game of T20.
100%. I think if you look at most of the seasons, you know, there's always one team who's really consistent. Last year was the Stars, this year it's Sixers. But generally, the season ebbs and flows for most teams. So there's absolutely no panic for us at the moment. We know that if we can get on a bit of a roll, then we've got that momentum going into the finals and hopefully finishing that top two to get that second chance.
Hey, tell us a little about your story. 31 years of age, third season with the Thunder.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm a bit of a late bloomer, I think. I've been playing cricket for quite a few years, but I sort of probably peaked a little bit later, which I think you might find with more spinners. I think my style of bowling was really more suited to T20 cricket. So, yeah, I moved to Sydney after studying for quite a few years. And I didn't really have the idea of playing BBL cricket. I was just playing because I really liked playing cricket. So, and then it sort of came through the Sydney Thunder Academy. And then it all started, yeah.
Is there an intimidation? And you just mentioned you're throwing off spinners down there. Is there an intimidation to opening the bowling in a game of T20?
Yes. There is, because there's such powerhouse batters out there. You look at every single team, and the guy at the other end wants to hit you 120 meters over the grandstand into another park. It's definitely intimidating. But you've always got the support and knowledge that you got your teammates there, which is obviously helpful, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be intimidating. And even more so when they actually finally do hit you for that 120 meter six.
Yeah.
You do gain quite a bit of confidence from the times that you are successful. So yeah. It is intimidating, but yeah, it's part of the game.
Did you sort of step back and clap Ben McDermott's shot the other day? Out of the ground?
That was huge. Yeah, I was on actually the other side of the ground helping out a few of the players with drinks and that. And I think at the time I didn't really notice how far it went.
You just heard this bang.
Like, oh, then I watched some replays of it. Yeah, unfortunately, Nathan McAndrew has probably copped a few tags on Facebook and Instagram from it. So it was a big hit, yeah.
What about losing Daniel Sams? I mean, that's a big blow for you guys.
Huge loss. He is a massive part of the team. And the fact that he's come on really well with his bat this game as well. He's two players in one. So it's going to be almost impossible to replace him like for like, but we've got the players and the depth within our squad to fill that spot. So he's at the moment come out for three. He's out for three games, I think, which is the remainder of the normal season. And fingers crossed that he can come back for finals.
And you've got pretty much doing the calculations, win the last two of the three to make the finals. You know, how important is to the other guys now to step up?
Yeah, it's really important. It's also tough for those guys as well, because we've had such continuity throughout the season with our 11. You're bringing guys in that haven't had a whole lot of game time, which is exciting as well. It's for those that have come in, they've stepped up. So hopefully we can continue that. But yeah, it's we would love that second chance. So we obviously want to finish in that top two. So the next few games are huge for us.
Is there a player, Jono, that you look at the other end? I mean, you talk about that intimidation with the bowling, where you just think, wow, this is my bunny.
My bunny.
Yeah. Do you have a bunny?
No, I definitely do not.
Not yet.
I'd have to have a look at the statistics. I don't think I've been playing long enough to think that I've got someone in my pocket. And cricket has a good way of buying you on the backside if you do think that. And
yeah, that is true.
Next time you play them, they'll probably get after you.
That is true. Now, you mentioned about the cricket fan and what you are. What did you make of that Test series against India the other day?
It was incredible, the final day. That final afternoon, we couldn't really turn the TV off or walk away from it. It was great. Obviously disappointed Australia didn't get across the line, but in terms of actual cricket, India really stepped up. They, for a depleted team, not having their captain there, it was pretty special cricket. And I know that Australia is copping a bit of slack for it at the moment, but I mean, hats off to India.
Can I ask you a question about training, Jono? And we had a couple of calls this morning talking about, backyard cricket these days is not sort of, the blazing cover drive. It's more ramp shots. Are you guys practicing that stuff at training? Is the stock standard elbow high cover drive, mid off, mid on, thereabouts playing, just pretty much ruled out of the game these days?
I wouldn't say it's ruled out, but the guys are training specifically for those shots. So what you see out in the games, they're definitely training for it, and it's no fluke that they're executing these shots in the games more times than not. So yeah, they're training for it, and it's difficult to bowl to it. The game's evolving so quickly, and there's these new shots coming in that as a bowler and as a spinner, you got to be able to adjust and practice that at training as well. So yeah, the guys are. Yeah, particularly when at training, they're under no pressure and they're executing these shots at will. So it's quite nice to watch, but it's not great to bowl to.
John, I appreciate you coming on. Just quickly, you take on the Sixers. Why will you be beating them tomorrow?
Well, why will we?
Yeah.
They are cross city rivals, so
they just got come on a bit of trash talk. We need more trash talk between you, you teams. I mean, why are they no good? Who are you going to belt tomorrow, or just take five for?
The good thing about them is that we know them really well. So because obviously the two New South Wales teams, a lot of the state cricketers are training together. We know them really well, so we know their skills and we know what they're capable of, but at the same time, we hope to know how to stop them. So we pride ourselves on our plans and our research going into the games. And at the moment, yeah, as I said, we haven't been too happy with how we've been playing. There's been a bit of a disconnect between the plans and our execution. So we need to bring that tomorrow. And what a better way to start that momentum going to the finals than being the top team.
Not that it's going to be an obvious one, but a quick tip. Don't put anything sort of, medium length to Josh Phillippe.
Did you not see the last time I bowled to him?
Yeah, I know, I saw
I'm well aware.
He was actually talking about that in the news where he goes, should I bring up Josh Phillippe?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm well aware not to bowl to him now. So one over, six balls was a very good learning lesson for me. Thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks for being a good sport.
I was just
too.
Getting over it, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No more Channel 10 to be watching 9 now, Berkey. Hey? See you, Jono. Enjoy tomorrow night's game, mate.
Thanks very much.